The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts. Given the amount of carbon dioxide already in the atmosphere, as well as the science behind the greenhouse effect, the climate will continue to change over the coming years. The government has therefore been devising and implementing several measures to respond and adapt to the global phenomenon that is climate change. These efforts will receive a significant boost following the recent launch of the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism for the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience, PPCR Jamaica. PPCR is being funded by the Climate Investment Fund through the Inter-American Development Bank. The overall objective is to increase Jamaica's resilience to climate change through enhancing adaptive capacity across priority sectors. It's a 5-year project, and the sub-objectives include mainstreaming climate change adaptation in development plans and planning processes, implementing adaptation measures in a vulnerable watershed, and evaluating the effectiveness of the proposed activities in creating climate resilience, as well as creating innovative climate financing mechanisms to help support implementation of climate resilience by MSMEs, NGOs, and CBOs. The pilot program for climate resilience is valued at $19.9 million, $10 million in loan funding, nearly $8 million in grants, with the government of Jamaica contributing nearly $2 million. It has 3 components, with the first aimed at mainstreaming climate change into development plans and planning processes. It will also involve implementing adaptation measures in the Rio Mino watershed area.
And the main reason is because it is very degraded, in fact, severely degraded. And it is said that this upper Rio Mino watershed will be in water deficit as of this year, meaning that the demand for water will exceed the supply that this system can generate.
Principal Director of the Climate Change Division, CCD, Albert Daly. The intervention will result in the implementation of land management and soil conservation measures, including the construction of 1,800 cubic meters of check dams to counter erosion.
Rainwater harvesting systems will be established, 250 of them. The establishment of an agroforestry initiative in the upper watershed area, 50 hectares. There'll also be community reforestation, 15 hectares. There'll also be the establishment of what we call vegetative barriers to help in the process of reducing erosion and help to sustain the hillsides that are being used for much of the farming activities in these areas.
Residents in and around the Rio Mino watershed area will benefit from measures to support livelihood and resilience building under the PPCR. 15 priority communities will be selected and vulnerability assessments conducted with assistance from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM. A disaster risk reduction plan will be developed for each of the communities on completion of the assessments. These measures all fall under Component 1 of the project, valued at $7.6 million.
Then there will be efforts to inform us better as to crop suitability. We'll be doing crop suitability modeling to help us to understand better what crops may be more suitable for particular locations given the anticipated change in our climate. In addition to all of this, we'll be having what we call farmer field schools, where farmers will be key agents in helping to train other farmers in agriculture techniques, which are such that they will encourage greater climate resilience.
Principal Director of the Climate Change Division, CCD, Albert Daly. Aquaponic systems will also be developed for women farmers and vulnerable groups. This in addition to the establishment of community-operated greenhouses and a climate-proofed post-harvest storage and processing facility. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is responsible for the overall implementation of this program. Climate Change, Jamaica's Story, is brought to you by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.